Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Imke with you for the next 60 minutes and about a dozen or so, maybe 14 tracks, music from Celtic World and beyond. This is show number 196, and today it is Summer Rambles. I'm doing a series of just, because, you know, summer is the time to just ramble, including to ramble through your CD collection. So that's what I'm doing. And aren't you lucky? Oh, there you go. This is Johnny Cunningham, Scottish folk musician, fiddler, composer, and something called the Celtic Society's Quick Step and the 42nd Highlanders Farewell. Hope you enjoy the show. Thanks for joining me, however you got here. I'll be back in a moment. Back to Johnny Cunningham. Cunningham there. He was born in Edinburgh and started the fiddle at age 7 after already abandoning some other instruments like the piano and the whistle and so on. By the age of 14, he left home to work as a musician. He was a founding member of Silly Wizard, a wonderful Scottish band, as well as a member of Relativity and the Rain Dogs and Night Noise. I don't know if you remember all those. It's sort of a tour through my own past. He, alas, unfortunately, died of a heart attack in New York City in 2003, just before Christmas. And this is for another show, I suppose, but it's a bit of an example why the user pay profit focused healthcare system doesn't work. Anyway, that was from a CD. It was called Fair Warning, I believe. Celtic Society's Quick Step and 42nd Highlanders Farewell. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond show where we're doing some summer rambling through the CD collection. We're going to do a couple of blues tracks just to I play a bit once in a while. You know, it's one of the and beyond part of the Roots and Branches, but it's certainly part of the roots as well. Muddy Waters, he was born as McKinley Morganfield. He was an American blues singer, songwriter, and musician who was an important figure, certainly in the post-World War II blues scene. He's often cited as the father of modern Chicago blues, although he grew up near Clarksdale, Mississippi, on a plantation. By the age of 17, he was playing the guitar and harmonica, and he was trying to sound like Robert Johnson and Son House. Well, who of us hasn't, you know? He was recorded in Mississippi by Alan Lomax, the folklorist, for the Library of Congress back in 1941. Yeah, within a couple of years, he'd moved to Chicago, became a full-time professional musician, recorded his first records in about 1946. He had a really long career. He influenced a variety of musical genres, including rock and roll. And the Rolling Stones have often talked about how important they were in their style. He built a following for blues in the UK and Canada and many other countries as well. This is one of his early, this is from like 65 years ago. He recorded this in 1956. And this is something called Got My Mojo Working. This is Muddy Waters.
nights of loving. All the kiss I'm is kissing. Until I met you, baby, I didn't know what I was missing. I'm in love, baby, I have in store for you. I'm in love, baby, I have in store for you. You know I love you, darling, I know you love me too.
That's Jack DeKaiser, and he's a British-born Canadian blues guitarist, vocalist, songwriter, and producer. He's got 2 Juno Awards to his name and 7 Maple Blues Awards, and Real Blues Magazine has called him twice the Guitarist of the Year. He started out playing with a Hamilton band in Hamilton, Ontario called the Bopcats, a rockabilly group, and he sort of went solo in 1989. He's released about 11 CDs and a DVD as a solo artist, and he's been as a session guitarist on hundreds of recordings, including some, you know, bands like Blue Rodeo and so on, who've been around. That was from his CD called Checkmate, and something called All Your Love, I Miss Lovin', and it's an Otis Rush song. We started off with Muddy Waters, or McKinley Morganfield, with Got My Mojo Working, But It's Not Working On You. It's sort of a blues session there, I suppose, just a couple of them to go for Roots and Branches and Beyond's show 196, which is Summer Rambles. You could be listening to this show on Voice of Bombay, CHBB 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 on Rocky Harbour, or possibly on Caper Radio, CJBU, in Sydney, Cape Breton, 107.3. However you got here, I'm glad you've joined me. Well, we're going to go from the blues to, some introspection. This is Nick Drake, and I think I've played him before. He's an English singer-songwriter and musician, kind of acoustic guitar-based songs. He really failed to find a wide audience during his lifetime, but his work has received much higher and wider notice after his unfortunate death. Well, he signed to Island Records when he was just 20. He was a student at the University of Cambridge, and he released an album called 5 Leaves Left, and I'll play a track from that in just a moment. That was in 1969, so this goes back a way as well. He'd recorded a couple more albums by 1972, but neither sold more than, 5,000 copies. But that's nothing to sneeze at. You know, that's still not bad for an initial release. The trouble was he was very reluctant to perform live or to be interviewed, and that kind of causes a problem in terms of commercial success. And there's no actual known video footage of the adult Nick Drake. It was only ever captured in still photographs. He suffered from depression, and particularly during the latter part of his life, which often comes out in his lyrics. And he died at only 26 years old in 1974. So it's a tragic story in many ways. This is from 5 Leaves Left. This is something called Time Has Told Me. This is Nick Drake. Footprints.
Thank you.
And that is a band there called Klezmer-ish. And they're out of England. They're actually all classically trained musicians. They're all members of the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. They still played with it. And that's where they met each other. But they're very outward-looking classical musicians. And they do klezmer there, obviously tango, which you and gypsy jazz, which you heard there. Irish fiddle tunes, Italian folk music, some traditional, some self-penned. This is from a recent release of theirs called Dusty Road. That's a lovely tune called Blue Drag. It's just so well-named. I love that. Before that, we heard from also another group of sort of classically-oriented or early music-oriented folks. That was the Quadriga Consort, or an early music ensemble from Austria. They're founded about 2001, and the ensemble plays rearranged early British and Irish traditional music on period instruments. They got lots of recordings and have done a lot of festival work. And we started that set with Nick Drake. And by the way, the guitar player in the background, that was from 1969, I believe, that CD, Five Leaves Left. The guitar player was Richard Thompson early on. I think that was, he was just with Fairport Convention at that time. Just, you know, dropping names. You know how it goes. Here on Roots and Branches and Beyond, this is show number 196, and we're doing some summer rambles. You could be listening a variety of ways, maybe Radio Belle Island, CJBI, which is 93.9 FM in Belle Island, Newfoundland, Labrador, or possibly Cape May Radio, WCFA, 101.5 FM in Cape May, New Jersey. And next up we have... This is probably one of the finest Canadian guitarists I hadn't really heard of until recently. That's the way it goes. You know, maybe the best Canadian fingerstyle guitarist I've never heard of. But now I have, and now you will in a moment. This is Bob Evans. Isn't that the guy who started the restaurant? In fact, on Bob Evans, the Canadian guitar player, on his website, I think he has a list of like 20 or 40 different other Bob Evanses who he is not. So he has a great sense of humor. He's an award-winning Canadian fingerstyle guitarist. He's got a sort of eclectic mix of contemporary guitar and traditional roots music and a nice vocal style. And he's very, I've never been able to see him in concert. I just sort of, as I said, heard about him recently and started to listen to him. But his set often includes things like original fingerstyle guitar compositions, some introspective, you know, Japanese guitar piece, a Beatles standard, a Blind Boy Fuller, ragtime blues classic, and a bunch of other stuff in between. He won the contemporary division of the 2012 International Home of the Legends Thumb Picking Competition. Maybe you didn't know there was a thumb picking competition, but all those out there who are trying to just kind of master that, take note, you know, that maybe someday you can go to that. He also won the prestigious U.S. National Fingerstyle Guitar Championship. That was out of Winfield, Kansas. And he's the only other Canadian to win the latter was Don Ross. And so the only person to win that other than Don Ross was, obviously, Canadian, Bob Evans. He's toured Canada, United States, Taiwan, Japan, and so on. He provides, a cool thing, he provides transcriptions to some of his tunes and arrangements. Anyway, he has this whole CD of Beatles songs. And, you know, when I first started to listen to it, I thought, oh yeah, Beatles arranged for solo guitar. Oh yeah. Maybe you've had a similar kind of response. But my gosh. Like, he really does them really, really well. And any Beatles fan would find it very respectful. But I thought it was really quite interesting. So I'm going to play you a track out of that. I should really play a bunch of them. But if you get a chance to get that, it's called 4 on 6, or The Beatles Arranged for Solo Guitar. This is Bob Evans, not the one you're thinking about. And this is the Beatles song, famous song, Blackbird. Thank you.
Mustangs were out running playing. But no matter how clean I might have been, those stains are always there on the fabric deep within. Grass stains, bluegrass stains, grass stains through and through. From my head down to my feet, Lord, the stains that run so deep. Now all my grass stains are blue. Those fading old blue jeans, the stains on my soul ain't never coming clean. It's no matter how hard that I might try, I'm gonna stain forever till the day that I die. Grass stains, bluegrass stains, grass stains through and through. From my head down to my feet, Lord, the stains that run so deep. Now all my grass stains are blue. Lord, the stains that run so deep. Now all my grass stains are blue. From my head down to my feet, Lord, the stains that run so deep. All my grass stains are blue.
And it's a band called Carson Peters and Iron Mountain. The name of the band is Iron Mountain. Carson Peters started playing the fiddle at the ripe old age of 3 years old when his parents bought him a 1/8 size fiddle. They're pretty small if you've ever seen them. By the time he was 4, he was playing in fiddle competitions. He was jamming at musical festivals. And so by the age of 12, he was a pretty seasoned performer with a bunch of albums out. And this band called Iron Mountain who backed him up. So he's done lots of concerts, festivals, TV. Played on the floor of the Tennessee State Senate, the Grand Ole Opry, generally with his band, Iron Mountain. He lives in Piney Flats, Tennessee, with his parents, Jamie and Robin, and when he's not fiddling around, as he said, he's just an ordinary country boy. This is what I read somewhere. He enjoys baseball, basketball, golf, hunting, riding his four-wheeler, and going to church. And indeed, he does go to church. There's a fair bit of that evidence to that effect on his CDs. But it's a great CD. I love the CD. Carson Peters and Iron Mountain. And it's simply called Grass Stains, and that was the title track. Before that, we heard from fine guitar player Bob Evans doing Blackbird, which is one of those tracks, or one of those tunes that you hear in guitar stores. Someday I should do a show on tunes that you hear people play in guitar stores, like the Stairway to Heaven kind of thing, or various riffs that they like from Metallica and whatever. Maybe I should do a little bit of research, though, and talk to people who work in guitar stores, like, what do they never want to hear again? Anyway, the beginning of Rush's... Anyway, I won't go into that. So you're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and you could be listening a variety of ways, possibly on Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, Labrador. Hello to all those people in Cornerbrook and throughout the Bay of Islands. Next up, we have a band from Corsica. And Corsica is in the middle, it's sort of in the central Mediterranean Sea. It's equally distant from Italy and France. And this band called L'Alba, they take the Corsican traditions as a sort of starting point, and they expand throughout the Mediterranean and beyond. So they have the polyphonic vocals, the kind of thing that you'd hear from there, but also some stuff from regional cultures from North Africa and Italy and Greece, Portugal, even Middle Eastern. So the song that I'll play, which is translated as A Tomorrow to Be Invented, is basically has that flavor to it. The name of the CD, which is a recent release from them, is called, I think they have somewhere around 5 or something like that out now, is called A Principio, and it's in the beginning is what it means in the Corsican, so they say they're sort of going back to their roots. From over there in the Mediterranean, this is L'Alba.
Esperar. You gon' need that pure religion.
Purilu. You gon' need that pure religion, take a home to heaven. You gon' need that pure religion.
That's Lucinda Williams. That's from her very first album. She recorded it in 1978. She was playing around, doing lots of coffee houses and so on, doing a lot of blues songs, and talked to somebody who said Folkways Records might be interested in some of the stuff that you're doing, and she ended up recording this album in an afternoon. And it came out then. It's called Ramblin', and it came out in 1979 or 1980, and it's been re-released then since then in the 90s somewhere and beyond. So it shows Lucinda Williams. If you know her later stuff, it's somewhat different than this, but it shows the roots of where her music comes from. And she's won 3 Grammys, and she was born in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and she said herself that she was there imbued with a culturally rich, economically poor worldview, and she played the Hardscrabble clubs and so on, gave her a solid footing to record this album, which sort of became a touchstone for the early Americana movement, which was sort of rearing its head back in the late 70s. She recorded another album for Folkways just a couple of years after that, and also in a country and blues style and so on. Didn't receive very much attention at all from the radio or the media or the public. The critics liked these albums, but anyway, that sort of kept her on their radar. It was not until 1998, which was, you know, 20 years after this original album, that she really notched her first Grammy, and that was Car Wheels on a Gravel Road. Glad you could join me for this. Before that, we heard from L'Alba from Corsica, and we've been moving around a little bit today on this Rambles. It's a Summer Rambles, and this is show number 196 of Roots and Branches and Beyond. You could be listening a variety of ways, maybe on Mun Radio, CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, or possibly on Fanshawe's 106.9 The X, CIXX in London, Ontario. However you got here, I'm glad you joined me. And if you want to hear other shows, just go to rbbmusic.ca, and there's 100 and some shows there available for you to watch. Watch? Can't watch. You can listen to them, though, and watch whatever you want at the same time. Next up, we have Al Oster, O-S-T-E-R. Maybe you haven't heard of this guy either, but anyway, he's a Canadian singer. He was known for songs about the Yukon. He lived in the Yukon from about 1957 to 75 or so, and continued to visit it very regularly after that. He immediately recognized, upon moving to the Yukon, the history and the legends of that land as a sort of a sleeping giant of wealth for heritage preservation, and he began to write musical ballads soon after his arrival. And throughout his career, he recorded several albums. They were released in Canada, in the U.S., Germany, and Belgium. Actually, had a fair number of followers there. And he filmed a music video documentary on the Klondike Gold Rush as well. So a lot of his songs sort of, well, not all of them, but many of them had reference to the Gold Rush. It was 1898, I believe it was. Gold was sort of discovered in 1896. And then thousands of people went there to try to discover their fortune. Maybe a handful actually got rich. Probably the number, you know, the digits on your two hands would count more than the number of people who actually got rich. But anyway, so he was Oster was named a member of the Order of Canada in 1999 for his contribution to Canadian heritage. So I'm going to play a track from his first album called Yukon Gold, or called Yukon Ballads, I guess that was it. I mean, this is the title track of whatever. I've lost track of where the album was. But anyway, it's called Yukon Gold. It's a fine example of, you know, sometimes you think the Canadian storytelling and song only is a fairly recent thing, but no, this guy was doing it back in the 50s and 60s and 70s. This is Al Oster with Yukon Gold.
In the gold rush days of the Yukon, many long years ago, gold was the word and the cry was heard, let's find that Yukon gold. They came from the wide world over, they fought with the wind and the cold.
Down the river they came, chanting the name of gold. You come gold. Well, Carmack's an old tag is Charlie, and another man called Skookum Jim. On Bonanza they made the discovery of gold, and the miners came in. They staked every hill in the Klondike, looking for old Mother Lode. They fought and they tried, and many men died for gold, Yukon gold. On the Klondike they built Dawson City. Oh, how the town did grow. The fever ran high, and this was the cry: it's gold, Yukon gold. With dance halls, the music and gambling, the whiskey like water did flow. And a fortune was made by the gamblers who played for gold, Yukon gold. Well, at Gold Bottom Creek and Bonanza, half fortunately there in the sand, they came by the thousands to find it. With shovels they dug up the land. They staked every hill in the Klondike, looking for old Mother Lode. They fought and they tried, and many men died for gold, Yukon gold. The gold rush in the Klondike is over. The dance halls are ancient and old. Everywhere you can see a true memory of gold, Yukon gold. And Dawson is a romance in history. Many are the stories told of an old mining town where a fortune was found of gold, Yukon gold. Well, at Gold Bottom Creek and Bonanza, how fortunately they're in the sand. They came by the thousands to find it. With shovels they dug up the land. They staked every hill in the Klondike, looking for old Mother Lode. They fought and they tried, and many men died for gold, Yukon.
Money.
For those of you who hung around sort of the American folk scene for a while, you might recognize that voice. That's Arlo Guthrie. He's a now retired folk singer-songwriter from the United States. I didn't know that folk singers were allowed to retire, but anyway, he was born in Brooklyn. He was the son of the folk singer and composer Woody Guthrie and dancer Marjorie Matsya Guthrie, and he's the fifth and oldest surviving of Woody Guthrie's eight children. He was known for singing songs of protest against social injustice and storytelling while performing songs as well, sort of the tradition of his late father, Woody Guthrie. His only top 40 hit, though, was a cover of Steve Goodman's City of New Orleans. Although his song Massachusetts was named the official folk song of that state, he lived there most of his adult life. Spent a lot of time touring along with Pete Seeger, and they did a great show. I saw him a few times back in the day. And in 2020, he did retire just before the pandemic. Basically, he said he just didn't have the chops anymore. He wasn't singing and playing up to his own standards, clearly. And so he just wanted to retire, which is really a graceful way to end rather than what happens to some people. No names here. After retirement, though, he really expressed his affinity for gospel music. He said that gospel music, to me, is the biggest genre of protest music. Like, if this world ain't doing it for you, and your hopes are in the next one, you can't get more protest than that. So there you go. Arlo Guthrie. Cooper's Lament was the name of the song we heard there in that set, first off, from Al Auster and Yukon Gold. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 196, and we're doing some summer rambles. Time for two more tracks to slip in here. First of all, Cassava. This is a Latin band based in Toronto. They perform musical styles and rhythms from lots of areas of Latin America. They started in 1997. They've played in festivals, and they've done a couple of albums now. This is from one called Color de Rumba. And they also do rhythm and dance workshops to elementary and high schools in Ontario, which would be wonderful to see them do that. This is something called La Gente del Rincón, and it's by the band Cassava. Push the furniture out and dance.
La gente del rincón quiere bailar. La gente del rincón quiere bailar. La gente del rincón quiere bailar. La gente del rincón quiere bailar.
La gente de aquel rincón,
en el rincón,
están tomando cerveza.
Qué vacilón.
La gente de aquel rincón,
en el rincón,
están tomando cerveza.
Qué vacilón.
Por allá viene Teresa con cuatro botellas de ron. Por allá viene Teresa con cuatro botellas de ron.
La gente del rincón quiere bailar. La gente del rincón quiere bailar. La gente del rincón quiere bailar. La gente del rincón quiere bailar.
La gente de aquel rincón,
en el rincón,
ya se están por decidir.
Qué vacilón.
La gente de aquel rincón,
en el rincón,
ya se están por decidir.
Qué vacilón.
Porque no quieren morir sin bailar un rico son. Porque no quieren morir sin bailar un rico son.
Quieren bailar.
La gente de aquel rico
bailar.
Well, this is the last track we just heard from Cassava, and this is a band called Shuglenifty, or the Shugles as they're known to their fans. They started in 1990 from the Scottish Highlands of Orkney and Edinburgh, and they do Acid Croft at its best. This is from their most recent release called Acid Croft Volume 9. This is something called Caravan Up North. Thanks for joining me today on Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke, and with you again next week for another, I'm going to do another set of rambles. It's just kind of fun to go through the old CD collection and see, and new CD collection and see what, just what presents itself to me. Hope you've enjoyed it, and do take care this week. Take care of each other, and happy trails. Back to the Shugles.